Anxiety. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Everything has the possibility of making us anxious. It is not necessarily the things that trouble us, but the state of mind we are in. We can live our lives in the state of perpetual anxiety about any number of things. This is why we need this verse from the scriptures to remind us to deliberately and purposefully lay all our burdens down on the burden bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who can shoulder all our problems and fears and doubts and show us the way through. We are to cast all our anxiety on him. We are not meant to or required to bear it. Our remit is to live our lives in faith and trust in the Lord at all times. The fact that we do not means we have too much trouble in mind and are not trusting in the provision and the deliverance of the Lord. When trouble strikes, there is a way out for the believer and a way to keep our minds pure and undisturbed by doubts and fears. We call to mind the scriptures and rehearse the promises of God and the blessings we possess in Christ. Trouble will help us to grow as Christians if we are dealing with it in a God-orientated way. If we are trying to deal with it ourselves, we will not succeed and have stress and anxiety about the situation. Those who are centered in Christ know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, and nothing can take them away from their inheritance. The Lord Jesus really does care for us in every little detail. He will never let us be utterly shaken or put to flight by the enemy. He will help us to stand and fight when the time comes, and we will be able to resist the onslaught of opposition or temptation. Jesus went all the way to Calvary to save his people. Why would he now leave them high and dry in the time of their need? He promises to never leave us or forsake us, and as we take him at his word and rest on that promise, we find it to be true, and the same with all the promises of God. Cast all doubts away. He has died, and you have trusted in him and what he did for you, so be assured of his love for you as his precious child. No one can take you away from him, not even yourself. Nothing can separate you from his love, and nothing can harm you or take your soul away from him. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 16 tell us, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. When we obey him and cast all our cares on him, he gives us his joy in return. Such is the grace and kindness of our Saviour and Lord. He is not harsh as we are, and he is not judgmental as we are. This is why we can trust in him. He gives blessing for our doubts and oil and wine to heal our wounds. He never treats us as we deserve, but gives us all we need day after day. He nourishes our souls with the Word of God and fills all our desires with all good things.